Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Homer Spit Road was closed periodically between Saturday afternoon, November 16th, and Sunday night due to bombarding high tide, winds, and high surf. The Homer Police Department closed the Spit Road on Saturday around 4 p.m. after one lane was damaged by windblown and sea-swept debris. Shortly after the closure, they announced that due to anticipated extreme weather through the night, the road would remain closed until at least 6 o'clock Sunday morning.
This was substantial as it scoured and undercut the Homer Spit Road in about a quarter-mile section of the highway and actually washed out portions of the asphalt and the fog line on the southbound lane.
That's Homer Harbor Master Matt Clark.
And beyond that, moving south towards the Port and Harbor facility, there were a series of properties along the west side of the Homer Spit that suffered significant erosion. It's also my understanding that the initial efforts that will shore up the highway and ensure access through the winter months is not a permanent fix, but more of a temporary fix until a permanent solution can be planned.
The road reopened Sunday night, but according to Clark, that doesn't mean things have returned to full functionality yet, and it may be some time before they do. The Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development Division of Insurance announced last week that expanded coverage for hearing aids, massage therapy, nutritional counseling, and chiropractic and temporomandibular joint disorder care will be included in Alaska's Essential Health Benefits Benchmark Plan. Some benefits were also revised to ensure plans do not discriminate based on disabilities or health conditions. The essential health benefits are for health plans regulated by the Division of Insurance, including the individual marketplace and small group plans. The changes take effect in plan years starting on or after January 1st of 2026. The State Department of Transportation is soliciting civil and geotechnical engineering services to perform a feasibility study for constructing a tunnel underneath the Kinnick Arm, creating a new transportation corridor between Anchorage and the Matanuska-Susitna Valley. According to the online public notice, the study will address potential safety, mobility, and economic benefits associated with the proposed tunnel as an alternative to the existing Glen Highway and will assess the feasibility of utilizing advanced technologies aimed at reducing costs and increasing boring speed. DOT spokesperson Shannon McCarthy says the idea is to create a system of redundancy for transportation between Anchorage and the Matsu Valley.
Right now, we have the Glen Highway, which carries about 35,000 cars a day, and it's the only route. So in the event of a natural disaster, there is only one option, and that is the Glen Highway. So this would be creating an alternative to that.
A more direct route to the Kenai Peninsula, like a bridge or tunnel, has been a topic of water cooler discussion for decades. With Anchorage housing prices reaching all-time highs and availability diminishing, a commuter connection to the Kenai makes the idea more serious. According to McCarthy, the results of an Anchorage Matsu tunnel study would provide valuable information to a potential similar project heading south, although the DOT has not discussed this possibility much.
Tunneling technology has really changed over the last decade. And it's many more things are possible. So I would assume that the feasibility study for this project would tell us a lot about tunneling in this area south.
The request for proposal does not commit to any tunnel project, but would provide necessary information on the possibility of such a project becoming a reality. McCarthy says the study itself is estimated to cost between $1 and $2 million. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.